the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, thank you for listening today to the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Your body. It's you at the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike on the air, on the phone, 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. iHeartRadio Talk is a great way to get us. You can add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a news and update station that you can customize. So go to iHeartRadio.com. And you can download the app. You can use it on the web. If you use it on the web, click Talk in the main menu. And then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We welcome two new affiliates to the show weekly, WKAL Radio, 1450 in Rome, New York. Welcome in. And WMTR-FM Radio in Toledo, Ohio. Welcome in. You'll love this show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hi, Dr. Mike Roizen.
Hello, Joe.
What are we doing at 5:35 after the hour? Talk about our guest.
Well, this is actually a great book. It is called A Breast Cancer Alphabet. Now, normally I try and read through every book that we get, and I have to fight on some of them to get through them. This one wasn't a fight. This one is a joy. And we're going to talk to, I don't actually know how to pronounce her first name, but her last name is, so I'll call her Mad Sika, because her first name is Madhulika, I think. She comes from an Indian background, but she was the executive producer at NPR News and ABC also. And she developed breast cancer, and she has a different word, and there are a whole bunch of interesting things here that are great tools for anyone who gets any cancer, not just breast cancer. It's a generic book about cancer, and I sound like I'm incredibly enthused. If I do, I should be, because it is a wonderful book. It's a quick read, but with incredibly vital information.
I'll tell you what, let me give the pronunciation of her first name a shot. If I come closest, let's play for lunch. I'll say it's Madhulika Sika. Okay? Madhulika
okay.
Sika. So if I'm not sure about the second name, but we'll play on the first name, because you mentioned the first name, and whoever comes closest will get lunch on the other one. So she's our guest at 35 minutes after the hour. We should probably, if you are capable of doing it, give us an update on what's going on with the flu around the country as we get into the last couple of weeks of winter here.
Well, you know, the flu epidemic was early this year. If you look, it looks like it peaked in late December, early January, and is now down at a very reasonable and low level. Now, the people in Alabama and in Louisiana and Arkansas probably don't feel that way, because they're at high levels. But every place else in the continental United States and in Hawaii and Alaska are at very low levels. So if you've got the flu, or if you've got the remnants of it, because a lot of people still have remnants of it, because this was H1N1, which seems to last a much longer time, you may still have that, and you may still be feeling ill. But in fact, the onset of the flu has really decreased in the recent weeks to a very low level.
How effective has the vaccine been this season?
It's been very effective at decreasing the severity of the flu, and the problem has been that those people not vaccinated had a really bad time with the flu this year, especially in the 18 to 64 year age group, because H1 and N1 hasn't been around for about 9 years, and so they did not get much protection from having prior flus, etc. So if you didn't get vaccinated, you tended to get a flu at a worse and more severe than most seasons, whereas the people who did get vaccinated got a much more mild case than they would have expected.
In central New York here, late winter, we've had a rough go of it. It wasn't that dominant early in the year, but as we got into the months of late February, mid-February, late February, now March, we've had 9 deaths here in central New York because of the flu over the past couple of weeks. So it's hit central New York relatively hard at this time of year.
And Joe, were those deaths, the new thing about this flu because of the H1N1 was that the people who normally are hardest hit, that is who die from it, are the very young, under 6 years of age, and the very elderly, over 80. But this flu, the people who died with it were in that 18 to 65 age group. Was that true in central New York?
It was kind of a comedy. There were some young kids who died, but there were also not many in the middle. I guess it was a combination of the real young kids and the elderly, which I guess is, you know, typical. If you've got deaths, that's pretty typical. Young kids and the older people, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the typical flu pattern.
Top medical story of the week, Dr. Mike. Nutrition facts on nutrition facts labels on food packages. That's the big story this week.
Well, I think there are two and they're related, but this one is a huge one because they put on the label what's in a serving for you. That is, they specify what's in a serving for you in terms of both saturated and unsaturated fats and trans fats, but also in added sugars. And if I was going to say the most important change was the addition of that added sugars component and the addition of what calories are in the total package. So people look at the package and they have a serving size. The serving size has been arbitrarily decided by the manufacturer. And if you look at it, you know, who eats just 10 chips, right? So they say 10 chips is 140 calories, and in the package are 1,400 calories, and the average guy sits down in front of his TV to watch a basketball or football game and eats the whole package, not one serving. So they have both of those will be on the label, as well as the added sugars. Now, added sugars is an important point. We're even going to bring that up with our breast cancer writer, if you will. I can't pronounce her name. So she wrote the book, A Breast Cancer Alphabet is what the book is called, and it's a tremendous book. But one of the things she doesn't talk about allude to it, is that she was told she could eat anything. That's obviously not correct if you have cancer, because added sugars stimulate cancer cell growth. And in fact, so one of her favorite things was a special form of ice cream. We're going to talk about that. But putting the added sugars on the label is such an important thing, because that's what raises your blood sugar. That's what causes cancer and inflammation and heart disease in your body.
Some of the information also on the label is bigger. Some of the numbers are bigger. Maybe the more important information has larger numbers so people can see it better.
Bridget, do you want to talk about the calorie numbers are bigger? So we'll come back to that. But
we'll do that after the break.
A difference in size, right?
Yeah, we'll do that after the break. We're coming up on a break. We'll talk more about that coming up in a minute and address some of the other top medical news stories of the week. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.